Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Rivera as we talk about 2023 Farm Bill priorities in just a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's For Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey, everyone. It's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or... wait, what was I saying again? Oh, yeah. Set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
As we get closer to 2023, there's a lot of conversations going on within agricultural groups regarding what they want to see as a part of the 2023 Farm Bill. Major grain and oilseed groups very preoccupied with Title I of the Farm Bill. That's the Federal Farm Safety Net. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, at their summer business meeting in Reno, talked about their priorities. Allison Rivera, Executive Director of Governmental Affairs for NCBA, says their number one ask relates back to what they got in the 2018 Farm Bill.
So for us, you know, number one is going to be protecting those animal health provisions that we got into the last Farm Bill. When we talk about our vaccine bank, which currently houses foot and mouth disease, we know that foreign animal disease prevention is a huge topic, as we see countries like Indonesia, who now have an FMD outbreak, and Australia is their neighbor right there, and they're very concerned. So the need for this bank continues to be super important for the protection of our industry. So we'll continue to look at bolstering that bank, as well as the state animal preparedness programs that have been very helpful and very effective. We sit on that board that makes those decisions about where those dollars are going to be best spent to, again, prevent the spread of foreign animal disease. And then our diagnostic labs, which do all of our testing and are just important for that three-legged stool that we fought for in the last Farm Bill.
That, of course, includes MBATH, the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility in Manhattan. Now, Allison, what about priority number two?
The second item would be protecting our voluntary conservation programs. You know, our members use EQIP and really appreciate that program. Working on, you know, some flexibilities within that program. We've been having those conversations for a while. But just making sure that those best practices that our members have been doing forever, you know, that they have those programs in place, that they have what they need, that NRCS agents are accessible on the ground to assist in implementing those programs, and that producers are aware of them, and that we maintain that voluntary piece, because that's so important as we look at this broader conversation about the climate and conservation and sustainability. So we'll be keeping a close eye on programs like EQIP and CSP. Conservation easement is another area that certainly land conservation has been a huge topic and one that we will keep a close eye on as well as we enter into this Farm Bill.
And Allison Rivera says priority number three, risk management products.
I think in the last couple of years, we've certainly seen a huge uptick in our industry as far as the usage of risk management programs out of USDA. So when we talk about programs like the Livestock Risk Protection Program, we have seen simply in the last 2 years, more than doubling of this program, of its usage, and how it's been beneficial to our producers at every level. So we're going to make sure that programs like that, that if tweaks need to be made, that we work through this Farm Bill to make those tweaks. We make sure that the programs like that have the funding that they need to continue on. Programs like Pasture, Range, and Forage, PRF, that's a program that's been highly used, and we want to make sure that that is viable and is there for our members to continue to use. We're also going to look at disaster programs. You know, this this country has seen every single disaster probably possible in the last couple of years. And so we need to make sure that those programs are bolstered, that producers have what they need. If there are, again, tweaks that need to be made, some of those things we've been able to do in the last year or so outside of a farm bill, and that's been great. We'd love to make those changes outside of a very large package like the farm bill. But in some instances, we've been told that they need to be done legislatively. And so this is our opportunity to do that. I think those disaster programs like LIP and ELAP have been hugely beneficial to our producers as they continue to deal with things like wildfire and drought, and extreme heat, of course. So we will continue to keep an eye on those programs. And then the last piece is really, we're just gonna make sure that there's no livestock title. At the end of the day, it's gonna be a little bit of a heavy lift to get this farm bill done. We have a lot of new members of Congress that are more than likely going to be coming in that have never taken a vote on a farm bill. Maybe they're coming from districts that are not super ag heavy, or they're not coming from necessarily an ag background. And so it's gonna be hugely important and a priority for NCBA and our staff to make sure that we remind those members and we educate them on how important a farm bill is to agriculture in this country and to our producers. You also have a lot of members that have been in Congress for at least one or two terms that have never voted on a farm bill. This will be, again, a big part of our job is gonna be educating these members on the importance of a farm bill. If we add a livestock title to a farm bill, it would certainly make it even more difficult to get across the finish line. So NCBA will be keeping a close eye on that. We bolstered our policy this week on making sure that there is no livestock title in this farm bill and that we fight against it.
NCBA's Allison Rivera. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.